Say, guess what? This is the day to smile. That's right. It's cloudy outside, and the promise is it'll be cloudy all day. Isn't it amazing how just a smile and a hello, a hearty hello, is just a lifter for someone? Maybe they're down in the dumps, and maybe they have so many problems. And that just gives a lift. It does to me. And by the way, if you were living down south where I was born and raised, you would say, hello there. How are you today? And the answer from those you pass on the street would say, fine, thank you. That's the way it is down south. Always either wave. I know yesterday when I was on my way home from shopping, I had a person pass by and they waved, and I'm sure it was a radio listener, and that made my day. Say, it's the Northern Wisconsin Fair Days. Oh my goodness. It's such a wonderful time of the year, isn't it? So, by the way, be sure to stop by the booth and meet one of the staff. There'll be different ones on different days. And they would love to meet you and hear your story. Like when you first started listening to the station and your love for the Lord or what you're doing, if you're a farmer, how the crops are, and all of those good things. They just love to visit with you. Well, for my verse for the day, and it's a good one for these times when so much is going on with hate and turmoil and problems and you name it. And here's a good verse out of the scriptures. And by the way, I'm going to give you some more, because my message title today is for the believer, or those who know Jesus as their Savior. And that is, pray for those in authority over you. Yes, here's my verse, Galatians 5:13, and it fits right in to my message. It says, brethren, you have been called unto liberty, for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Now that I read from the King James Version. And I, just to be interested, I turned to a copy of the Contemporary English Version that I had in my drawer here at the studio. And I thought, I'm going to read that one and see what it says. And it was different, and I think even more clear for us to understand. Now remember, we're talking about our attitude toward those who are in authority over us. And that would include the national, the state, and the local. And here's what it says. Out of the English Contemporary Version. My friends, you were chosen to be free. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do anything you want. Use it as an opportunity to serve each other with love. And all that the law says can be summed up in the command to love others as much as you love yourself. But if you keep attacking each other like wild animals, you'd better watch or you will destroy yourselves. Isn't that a good interpretation for right now? Because if you listen to the news, you hear lots of criticisms of one another. So let me get to my message with those beautiful, beautiful verses that teach us how to respond to those in authority over us. And since this is the month of July, the month when we celebrate our wonderful Declaration of Independence, let me extend these broadcasts to include these patriotic messages. You know, I've always wanted to do this, and now is a perfect time. And some reminders of some things we can do, I'll be giving them to you, that we can bless each other and as a result bless our country. Well, the Declaration of Independence speaks of our being created equal and says that we are endowed with certain unalienable rights. The Constitution of the United States also guarantees that the government will protect those rights for all of its citizens, everyone treated alike. And these two documents clearly reveal that our freedom depends largely on a strong national constitution. And of course, the Bible is more far-reaching Bill of Rights than either of these two documents. It originated with our Heavenly Father, yes, and He backs it up with His justice, with His concern for all people and for His sovereign power. Yes, He reigns. He is over all of us. And by the way, it's the only charter that guarantees freedom from sin's penalty and from sin's power. Yes, the Word of God is so wonderful. I read a testimony of a man by the name of John Samarino. John went to his pastor to get some advice about religious virtue. And he asked this simple question: what must I do to attain holiness? Well, the pastor replied, just follow your heart. Then he quickly added, to follow your heart, you're going to need a strong constitution. Then John asked, which constitution? And the pastor responded, the Bible. Well, the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 2:9 wrote, Christians are a holy nation who can proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Don't you love that verse? And in His light we find true freedom. And when we live by our Constitution, we will be able to enjoy our rights and fulfill our calling. I went through the scriptures and I looked for examples of references to government and those in authority over us. And I was amazed at how many references talk about liberty and government and authority. It's amazing. So let me read some to you today. And you know what? God can bless your heart because it's the very Word of God that I'm reading to you. I'll start out in the Old Testament. Now, remember, I'm not giving you all of them. We'd be here all day. But in the Old Testament, Daniel writes in chapter 2, verse 21, blessed be the name of God forever, for wisdom and might are His, and He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings. Did you hear that? Yes, He does. He removes kings or leaders and sets up kings. Yes, He does. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. In other words, he has all the knowledge. And then let me proceed further. Isn't that a good one out of Daniel? Do you remember what it says? He removes kings and he sets up kings. He gives wisdom and wise. And isn't that wonderful? And he also reveals secret things. Yes, it's amazing what our Lord will do because he reigns. Aren't you glad? Then let me go to Romans chapter 13. If you would ask me for one on my just out off the cuff, I would have probably given you this one from Romans chapter 13. The first seven verses teach us how to respond to those in authority over us. Very clear, coming from Paul, who, by the way, was on his way to Rome to share his faith and to be before Caesar. And here we go. The first seven verses teach us how to react. So let me read them to you. Let every soul be, or let everyone, I can rephrase that, be subject unto the higher powers. In other words, when you see a stop sign, stop. When you see a red light, stop. When you see the green light, go. That's what it's trying to say here. Then it says, for there is no power but of God. In other words, there's no power that he hasn't allowed to be here. Okay? And then he says, the powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever, therefore, resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. In other words, if you disobey, then you can look forward to being prosecuted. For rulers, and now listen to this, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise from the same. For the ruler is the minister of God to thee for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for the ruler beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. It's amazing, isn't it? Jesus also gave us two incidents where he was confronted concerning responding to government authority. One is found in Matthew chapter 17 and another in Luke chapter 20. Well, here's Matthew 17. And when they were come to Capernaum, they had received tribute money and came to Peter and said, does your master pay tribute? And his answer was, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus asked Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom? our tribute of their own children or of strangers. Peter said unto Jesus, of strangers. Then Jesus responded by saying, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, unless we should offend them, go to the sea and cast out a hook, take up the fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take it and give it to them for me and for you. Oh, there are so many more that I could have written and I could have shared with you today. But all of these scriptures that I've read teach us to be respectful and loyal to those who are in authority over us. In a world that seems out of control, we can rest assured that God can move the hearts of our leaders. We read in Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Isn't that good? I'm out of time, but stay tuned to my next broadcast because I want to share with you what can you and I do as believers to make America a better place. See you next time, Lord willing. Bye-bye.